just hold it.
If you want. Helps me out.
All right. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Yourself?
Adrian, you're obviously disappointed about the loss, but in terms of you and kind of getting you back in track and things and being a bigger part of the offense, how was that, you know, just to kind of get back on a roll for yourself?
It felt good, you know, to kind of, you know, establish the run game, and it helped with the pass as well. We can get the W, you know, so I feel like I didn't do enough, you know, and, you know, that's the way that I'm always looking at things. I'm kind of like, I feel like I'm the quarterback, you know, when it's tough losses like that, you know. So, you know, we just need to continue to stick to the run, and I just need to do more to help my team win.
Has your role changed with the club because of the quarterback situation? You have become more of a leader, and you have to kind of take charge of more things because of the rotation of different guys coming in, different out, and you're the one constant of this offense.
Yeah, you know, and that's something that I've took on, you know, for several years now. And we have a lot of great leaders on this team, offensively and defensively. A lot of guys have been here, got a lot of years behind them. But, you know, that's something that that I like. And, you know, I just try to lead by example, you know, really not that vocal. But here recently, I've been a little more vocal. And the guys have been responding well.
You saw your touchdown run. Have you seen, you look back at what Chase did and put you back on your feet almost like it was a toy. It was pretty entertaining. Pretty smart of him, though, not just to stand there and watch you get thrown down.
Exactly. And that was a heads-up play by him, you know, because I was definitely going down. Hey, I lifted up, and he came, hit me in my back and got my feet down and, you know, helped push the power forward, you know, and kind of like slammed. Like, seemed like he slammed me into the end zone, you know, and it could have came at a better time. But that's what you look for, you know, guys out there, you know, scratching for every inch, you know, and we can win with that type of effort from each guy.
And that's what it's going to take for this team to win.
Yeah.
These guys just going beyond normal and try to get this thing done.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you need, man. You know, it's kind of funny when, you know, I was looking back at that play and him being from, you know, from Texas as well. You know, that's how we play football down there. You know, so it wasn't too surprising to see him, you know, coming in and, you know, helping me scratch against those extra yards to get into the end zone.
You had any contact with RG3 during this season? It's sort of comparing ACL notes.
Not really. You know, I shot him a little text before his first game. You know, just wish him the best, you know, just my input of what I had to, you know, say to him, my advice, whatever, but I haven't talked to him since.
Going back to that, what is the rule on aiding the runner? Is that still in the book?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know, because it was, you'd think that would be close to that. But
I don't know. You see it happen a lot, you know, like on fourth down plays, the goal line plays. You see, you know, the offensive linemen, those guys coming in and pushing the quarterback or the running back, or, you know, so you see it happen. I don't really know this end of it, but no flags were thrown, so good job.
Exactly. Peter, is it one of those things where you've been kind of telling Leslie all along, the more touches I get, the more you're going to get an effort like we saw, I guess, in Dallas? And is it one? Did you ever even pull the guy aside saying, hey, look, a few more touches and you may have more results like you saw?
Not really. You know, I feel like I've been here, what, my seventh year. They know. You know, they know what it is. And, you know, you try to stick to the run game. And, you know, the previous couple of weeks, we kind of got out of whack, you know, and it kind of got back into it. You know, I had, 14 carries the first half. You know, that was more than I had, you know, the previous 3 weeks. And, you know, was able to see how the defense was starting to wear down and the offensive line was getting more in the groove. And, you know, we was able to kind of, you know, get some big plays in there towards the end, you know. So, you know, I guess sometimes you might need to be refreshed and, you know, kind of see it to believe it at times. You know, I feel like, you know, this is something we're going to stick to.
Have you ever had a stretch like that in your career? Because you had like 10 carries, 13, 13.
First time ever that has happened, you know. But, you know, like I say, man, I'm not a selfish player at all. You know, I'm all about, you know, getting a W. And only time it hurts is when, you know, I understand when the game is out. You know, we got to switch our game plan up. But, you know, when that's not the case, that's the only time that I'm standing there and I'm looking around like, okay, you know, why? You know, why weren't we running the ball? You know, but we got back on track last week, and that's all that matters. And, you know, it's all about moving forward and, you know, trying to get a W.
How do you balance that being a team player when at the same time you're saying if I get the ball 20, 25 times, we have a better chance to win?
How do I balance that?
Yeah.
You know, you just got to know, like I just said, you know, if we're behind and we have to pass the ball more, then, okay, I understand that. But if that's not the case and, you know, we are a running team and we've been a running team since you've been here, then it's kind of like I'm not the only one sitting there like, what's going on? In the world is, you know, probably the defense we're going against is thinking the same thing. You know, they're probably happy that we're not running the ball, you know. But, you know, even with that, you know, I just take it for what it is, you know, go out there, you know, and play my game, you know, whatever call, go out there and try to block to the best of my ability. You know, if I'm getting out on a route, you know, make sure I'm catching the ball and, you know, I'm, you know, getting yards after the catch. And, you know, just play.
Do you feel any more fresh at the midpoint of the season than you might have halfway through in previous years? Or?
Not really. You know, normal wear and tear.
Sure.
Adrian, when you look at you've had three losses where you've given up touchdown drives in the last minute. But the offense prior to that, three and outs each time, kind of each side of the ball has had a chance to put the game away. What's been lacking in terms of you guys being able to snuff a game out offensively?
Oh man, you know, it was execution. You know, we watched those plays, those last couple plays we had, and we had the opportunity, you know, to keep the chain moving. And we just didn't execute. And defensively, watching the film, you know, when you sit there and watch it as a group, you're able to break it down and see. You know, well, execution, then we're not in this position. So that's what, you know, I gave it to him, just being able to execute.
There's been a lot of talk about what's been going on in Miami with the hazing. What did they do to you when you were a rookie?
They hung me upside down. They really didn't do too much to me, man. Chester Taylor, he was cool. You know, I carried a helmet or a shoulder pad from time to time, but after those guys see me doing training camp, they really weren't trying to bother me too much. I think I earned their respect rather quickly.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks.